All right, what are we talking about here? Gavin Newsom?
No doubt that the Democratic Party needs to be, dare I say, more culturally normal.
Can we be real for a second? Can I, and I apologize for being partisan. The average Democrat voter is normal. The average Republican voter is a deranged freak. When you go outside and you see normal people, they're Democrats. When you see happy families, they're Democrats. When you see healthy people, they're Democrats. Republicans are the most deranged freaks. They are open cultists. Why would you perpetuate the idea that Democrats are the ones who need to be more culturally normal? Have you seen the president or any Republican? What the f*** are we talking about? People, the blue MAGA people will get mad at you for saying this is bad, by the way. They'll point at this guy who sells out the Democratic Party, and they'll be like, yeah, he should be president. You know, unlike you, you're damaging the Democratic Party's chances. Am I? Because I seem to have a higher opinion of the Democratic electorate than this guy does.
I believe that. Less prone to spending disproportionate amount of time on pronouns, identity.
Yeah. Democrats are the ones who spend all their time talking about pronouns and identity politics. Do we have any blue MAGA in the audience? Can somebody explain to me how this guy right here that I'm looking at on CNN isn't an op? Can somebody explain to me how he's not an enemy of the Democratic Party? This is a fucking, he's like a Fed. Like, seriously, this is what is this narrative? Republicans never shut the fuck up about IDPOL, about pronouns. Every day there's some new thing. Democrats don't talk about it. Where does this come from, man? It's insane. People will look at this guy and they'll be like, well, this is our best chance to beat Trump. And then they'll look at lefties criticizing it and be like, you're the one selling us short. This guy hates you. Oh.
Politics, more focused on tabletop issues, things that really matter, the stacking of stress in terms of electricity bills and child care costs and health care and obviously housing costs, and how easily we get trapped in that, how I've fallen prey to that. I mean, here I was, way out front on marriage equality, so I understand this from both on the receiving end of this.
Is he saying that he regrets being out in front on marriage equality, which is admittedly a position he's been consistent on for a while? Is he like, oh yeah, that's the lesson that I learned from my time in politics, you know? I shouldn't have gone too hard in favor of this thing that everyone ended up being in favor of?
Really matter, the stacking of stress in terms of electricity bills and child care costs and health care and obviously housing costs, and how easily we get trapped in that, how I've fallen prey to that. I mean, here I was, way out front on marriage equality, so I understand.
Can somebody give me a different explanation for this? Because it really does sound to me like he's saying that he made a mistake by being an aggressive advocate for marriage equality. I can't think of any other interpretation of this. Actual controlled opposite. Well, Gavin Newsom is a sociopath. He doesn't believe in anything. He only ever supported gay marriage because it was in vogue in the communities that he grew up in. Like, it had nothing to do with his own personal principles. And now it seems like he... But this is delusional. Why would you... If you want to win the presidency, why the f*** would you come out against gay marriage? What does he say right after this? You keep pausing the clip.
Falling prey to that. I mean, here I was, way out front on marriage equality. So I understand this from both on the receiving end of this and on the... No doubt.
I don't think that vindicated. I mean, the clip cut off there. But I do not know what else he could be saying there. At least it's not Trump. Hey, in the past week, Trump has made zero statements against marriage equality, and Gavin Newsom has now made one. So you stack that up however you prefer. I'm more confused now by what he meant, actually. I have a guess. Allow me to pitch a guess, okay? Gavin Newsom doesn't believe in anything. Absolutely nothing. So right now, he is disingenuously fronting the Democratic Party as the one that went too far and woke, as if the Republican Party isn't deranged on every level. But because he has no real values, he's trying to do the traditional charismatic affable thing of linking an argument to a personal experience, you know? Now, a normal person here wouldn't be able to do what he just did, because they would recognize that if you made this connection to, say, a past history of supporting marriage equality, it would come across as deranged, because that would indicate that you're not in favor of marriage equality. But he doesn't have that block, because to him, all of these positions are just building blocks that can be switched out as necessary. They don't complete a person or a position, you know, they just, they're just there and they can be swapped out. The longer clip, hit me with it.
So when it comes to gay rights, you said it was okay. You read a lot about what you did as mayor of San Francisco when it comes to gay rights. You said it was okay for same-sex marriages to happen. And you got a lot of praise. You also got a lot of pushback.
Yes, I did.
And you write, Barack Obama didn't want to get photographed with you. You didn't speak at the Democratic convention that year. Senator Dianne Feinstein, who was your mentor, blamed you for John Kerry losing the presidential race in 2004 because what you did sparked sort of backlash.
I read that the next day in the newspaper after being with her on Election Day. Obama was a rock star. I mean, it turned out to be one of the great leaders on marriage equality. That was a story that Willie Brown shared, and I felt it needed to be included in the book, hardly laying him out. And I'm grateful to them for the leadership. But at the time, yeah, no, we were debating civil unions, not marriage equality. And then I decided to marry Phyllis Lyon and Del Martin. They've been together 49 years. They're the manifestation of faith, love, devotion, constancy, what marriage is all about. And we thought we would do one marriage and then file a lawsuit, but using their story to animate the lawsuit. Courts open up. We thought they would shut us down. And the court said there's no irreparable harm. And then I was faced with the question, well, there were a few other couples that wanted to get married. 4,036 couples, 46 states, 6 countries in the winter, not summer of love, in California. But yeah, there was not a love from the leadership of the Democratic Party. They said my political career was toast. I comment some articles, headlines that Democratic insiders say this. Hey, Democratic insiders have been saying that about me forever. Yeah. I'm used to it. I thought it was the right thing to do, and I also understand the critique. I do.
Can we fast forward to where we are now?
It's a
related topic. You said that after...
It's rare to get this directive and insight, I think. I think a lot of people would have, again, there'd be some kind of like block. Even if they were very disingenuous, there'd be something that would prevent them from acknowledging this. But you're not supposed to give credit to optics frogs after you won the optics battle decades ago. Like, imagine being a civil rights protester who marched alongside Martin Luther King Jr. And then you're in the 1990s, you're like, yeah, the white moderate had a point. I thought it was right for me to protest out there, but yeah, I get why the white moderates were saying, like, you know, this is not your hour of freedom. Why would you do that? You already won. Why would you cede ground to the people who were wrong then and have been proven more wrong with time? What are you doing? Well, you understand the critique? The critique that what? You did something that you thought was morally good then? Gavin has a spine like jelly. It's not about spinelessness, though he does have a spine like jelly. It's genuinely, I think he is a sociopath. I don't think he understands human emotions. I think he is worse at this than Trump. Trump is a narcissist. Trump is incredibly self-centered, but he is pretty good at running the room as long as everyone there, you know, as long as he's getting treated like a special little boy. Gavin Newsom is like legit. I don't understand this. I don't understand this as a strategy. I don't understand this morally. I don't understand the framework. I don't get the mental state. I don't get the emotion. I don't understand any of it.
After the last election, 2024, that it's deeply unfair for transgender athletes to participate in girls' sports, which many in your party, including some potential 2028 rivals, disagreed with.
Yeah.
In 2020, it was a litmus test for Democrats. In 2024, it was a wedge issue that you called devastating. Is this one of those things that you're trying to lead your party on?
No, it's just I got a direct question from Charlie Kirk, and I'm on my podcast.
That's you're very proud. You can tell he's very proud. Yeah, your son really liked him, huh?
Wanted to understand why he and Turning Point USA were so successful turning out the vote of young men for Donald Trump. And I think success leaves clues. And so we had a direct engagement.
You mean your son? By the way, when he says young men, he means his son. His son likes Charlie Kirk, which is interesting to be the governor of California and your son is, you know, like falling down the alt-right pipeline. That's very interesting.
And he asked me about a specific incident in California that occurred 2 years prior and one that was happening in real time in terms of a state track championship. And he described the conditions and I said, no, that's deeply unfair because it took away the opportunity for another athlete to succeed. And I said that, and I believe that. And it's not out of an indictment to the trans community, quite the contrary, in a record that
can... I like also how he is, in the context of this interview, explicitly framing this as being ideologically equivalent to being in favor of marriage equality too early. So what does that say? Because, like, I agree with that. I think in 30 or 40 years, the existence and legitimacy of trans people is going to be taken for granted in most social spaces. It's going to be like a 80-20 issue, maybe. And the places for whom it's a 20 issue, like, those places are going to be shitholes. So is that the implication?
Back that.
Genuinely asking, is it fair to blame him for his son being a chud? I don't think it's fully fair. I think that knowing how Gavin Newsom is, it's fair to, because we already know that he's a freak. The problem is that he bragged about it. He met with Charlie Kirk, already bad, and he was like, yeah, my son's such a big fan of yours. I would shut the fuck up about that. Charlie Kirk, ideologically, was not far from Nick Fuentes. I, as the governor of the largest state in the country, you know, a prospective presidential nominee in 2028, I would not say, oh, my son really likes your, like, fringe Nazi propaganda. He's a huge fan of it. You know, he's so excited. When he heard that I was going to speak to you, he was jumping up and down. I wouldn't mention it, you know?
Set up a record that is, you know, that I'm attacked for my advocacy for the community. But I do think it's a very different issue in the sports.
It's a different issue. And what lesson do you take from that as somebody who's trying to make sure that Democrats, maybe even you, win?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, from a tactical perspective, yeah, from the prism of purely politics, mm-hmm, there's no doubt that the Democratic Party needs to be, dare I say, more culturally normal. I believe that. Less prone to spending disproportionately.
Again, I still can't believe this is real, but, like, this is in the context of a convo that is being related to his experience being pro-marriage equality. Like, that is the analogy that is being made here. That's insane. Like, that's the lesson you've learned here?
...amount of time on pronouns, identity, politics. More focused on tabletop issues, things that really matter, the stacking of stress in terms of electricity bills and childcare costs and health care and obviously housing costs, and how easily we get trapped in that, how I've fallen prey to that. I mean, here I was, way out front on marriage.
Yeah, implying that Trump and MAGA is normal, implying that Democrats are the ones who talk about trans people. Again, if you look up any news involving trans people, it's all the Republicans. It has always been a hyper... Much in the same way, by the way, that, like, let's go prior to October 7th, because since then things have gotten messy. If you go prior to October 7th and you want to find out news about Jews, where do you think you're likely to get the most dedicated coverage? Yeah, probably not from normal outlets. Right. Couple of places online where you get lots of updates on Jewish people, lots of information, not friendly, fair places. Likewise with trans people. What's my position on trans? How often do I think about trans people? I don't know. They're annoying online, I guess. Whatever. They like anime. It seems to be a consistent pattern. Whatever. Video game. They're good at shooters, like Twitch shooters, you know, fast paced. Quick muscle reaction. It's okay, so I don't play the shooters. I don't want to get beaten by I guess by anyone, but especially not, like, you know, somebody who would then go into my chat and flame me for it. All right, so not that much. However, how often do trans people come up in Republican politics? How often does it come up there? Non-stop getting beat by a 12-year-old with Adderall. I just don't want to lose out to someone who's playing Ultra Kill with the butt plug controller, okay? I'm very happy right now with my Diablo 2 grind, which, to my understanding, this is more of like a straight male chud demographic, and, you know, I'm fine there. I'm fine with my little chud figurines. Anyway, I forget what I was talking about.
So I understand this from both on the receiving end of this and on the front end of this, leading the pack. So I think there has to be some consideration of that. But I think if you can't hold the line on competitive sports, again, sports.
Hey, you know which Democrat was able to win recently, even though he never backed down an inch on trans people? Mamdani. That was pretty cool. Just saying.
There's some nuance in this larger conversation. But competitive metal sports, if we can't find that nuance, I think we're going to lose a lot of people that...
Nah, you don't have to. You know why? Because there are like 15 trans athletes in the country, and their participation is a local collegiate medical/athletic issue, not something for Washington to decide. The idea that the president of the United States should be able to make decisions about the specific criteria for eligibility in collegiate and high school sports is insane. This is a level of like panoptical, like a condescension, you know, like a paternalistic supervision, authoritarianism that we only mandate for trans people. All of a sudden, now it's a political matter that all of these, you know, we're looking into your life, your health, your mental health, you know, this and that. How far can you throw a shot put ball, right? Why the fuck is DC involved in this? This is like a local community decision. It's literally like high school sports. That's what these people are talking about over there. They're trying to make everyone get their dick inspections or something. We have to dick inspect 100 million children so that the 10 trans athletes in existence, you know, can be properly relegated. It's psychotic. You know, we've all gotten used to talking about it in these terms. I don't think you have a right to talk about it at all, to be honest with you. Frankly, it seems beneath your consideration.
We're not going to get invited into a larger conversation.
The Democrats, as a constituency, represent nearly 100 million Americans. We don't need to be invited to any conversations. We are America. What is, like, again, this guy hates his constituency, his state, his country. Why the fuck am I? Why am I the crazy lefty with unreasonable standards for saying this is unacceptable? Every Democrat with a spine should understand. What the fuck is that? Won't be invited to the conversation. My brother in Christ, where the fuck? You're talking about the presidency. This isn't a lunch club.
So I do think we have to be more sensitive in that respect.
I do want to ask you about President Trump, because you talk in this book about meeting him for the first time in person. You were governor-elect. He came to...
Newsom's mother committed assisted suicide. I would, too.
Be in California for a wildfire. You said, I was no different from anyone else in Trump's presence, which is to say I wasn't immune to the power of his office or his eloquence for bullshit and flattery. How did that dictate how you are dealing with him now that he's back in office?
Well,
which is obviously, you're...
I saw him a few weeks ago in Switzerland and it was the same. You know, every time I see, I had 90 minutes with him at the Oval Office. That was out there on the tarmac in Los Angeles. I greeted him when he came to into L.A. trying to focus on wildfire recovery. Always an open hand, not a closed fist. It's just difficult with Trump.
You can really feel that. Oh, I remember all that propaganda. Yeah, Gavin Newsom, he might not be progressive, but he's like a rabid dog against Republicans. Yeah, there's nothing he hates more than Republicans. You know, this guy might not be woke, but he's going to fight. And then Gavin Newsom, anytime he's in the room with or even talking about a Republican, in the spirit of cooperation, a firm and open hand extended to you. Mr. Trump, sir, the wildfires that you said were because our fire department was too woke. If you could, you talk with him about the fires. Did you get anything? You talk with him about the LA fires. That's great. Did you get anything? Because every time he talks about it, and he doesn't, right? But when he did talk about it, it was very derisive. He had lots of stuff to say about you. None of it was positive. Did you get anything? Was it a good meeting? Why would you talk about your willingness to open-handedly engage with our fucking pedophile president, bragging about conversations where you get nothing? Masaygu, you keep trying to tell me over and over he's going to lose in the primaries. For one, remember which timeline we're on. For two, the fact that he has not been met with widespread denunciation already is unacceptable to me. Okay, what line would a Democrat have to cross before Jesus, Ben? Thank you. What line would a Democrat have to cross before the party rejects them? Because they don't even do that for Fetterman. Fetterman wakes up every day, drinks a big heaping cup of APAC juice, and then posts about how great it is that Arabs are being mulched over there. It seems like there's no stand. Like Trump. Trump is trying to oust Massey for being anti-pedophile. Meanwhile, Jeffrey, Schumer, Newsom, these people fail at every hurdle. And they don't... The last time I remember Democrats going after their own, it was with Al Green for pointing a stick at Trump and Rashida Tlaib for not thinking it's good to kill Arabs. That's the only time Democrats ever say or do anything critical of their own is when they do something correct. Which, like, in this environment, I don't care if Gavin Newsom gets decimated in the primaries. The fact that he's even allowed to exist in the same country as me is an affront to me. And the Republicans would not tolerate this within their own party if you flip the scale, ideological equivalent or whatever. Somebody who's this much of a sellout You know, they would tear them apart. You know, it's disgusting. It really is. And they shouldn't, you know, I don't think it should be beneath conversation, but unfortunately it's not. And also don't forget, we're in the bad timeline, okay? We're in the bad timeline. So for all we know, he's going to win with an overwhelming majority in the primary, or maybe he's going to lose to Kamala Harris, who's barely any better. But we got to wrap this up. You know, State of the Union's happening soon.
Aggressively or more than so than most.
I mean, for you, things are great in Canada at the moment. When we go down, we're taking you with you. You think when we initiate Operation Samson parentheses USA and empty our nuclear silos up into the air, you think you're getting spared?
He's just he's a different person when he's one-on-one. He's a different person when he's not performing. He's a different person behind closed doors.
Oh, Trump's a really nice guy. Got you. I'm glad I continued a little while longer so I could get to the Trump is a nice guy bit. That's really, really great. Thanks. No. That's great. Oh, he's such a nice guy. He's such a nice guy. Yeah.